A warm front is lifting through our area today, opening the door to more humid air. So we have mugginess that makes a return to the region. And also we have this warm front lifting through that will combine with the passage of a low pressure system and cold front tonight to bring us the chance of showers and thunderstorms. And some of these storms could be locally strong or severe in the coming hours. I do want to make a special note to talk a bit about lightning safety, because we've had a couple of incidents in New York State in just the past week with lightning strikes. It's very important to note that it's never safe to be outside in a thunderstorm. So anytime that there's lightning nearby, anytime you hear thunder, even if it's not raining yet, you want to seek shelter immediately. Don't wait for the rain to start, because lightning can strike up to 10 to, in some cases, 15 miles away from the actual thunderstorm. So an important note here, as we've had some incidents related to lightning here in our local area in just the past week or so. In addition, with these thunderstorms today, there is the potential for some locally heavy downpours. And so flash flooding is a threat as these storms come through. And the storms also have the potential to produce some damaging wind gusts that may exceed 58 miles per hour. I also want to point out that there's a lot of spin in the atmosphere, what we call wind shear, which basically means that the wind is changing direction and speed with height. So there's the chance of an isolated tornado as we work through the late afternoon and evening hours. So be aware of the weather in the coming hours, as some of these storms could pack a punch. And moving into tonight, it's still going to remain quite humid, with overnight temperatures mainly in the 60s. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see things turn a little more comfortable. It won't be as humid tomorrow. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, a fairly nice breeze. That will feel pretty nice through the day on Wednesday. Now, there's just a small chance of a passing shower or storm tomorrow, but most areas look to remain dry through the day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, breezy and less humid, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of a passing shower or storm, breezy and less humid, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, humid, low in the 70s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, breezy and less humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, humid, low 65 to 70. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or storm, breezy and less humid, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm, with highs in the 80s. And on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.